The Guardian.
This podcast is sponsored by audible.co.uk, the number one online destination for digital audiobooks.
The Guardian Poetry Podcast.
My name's Fleur Adcock, and I'm going to read a poem by the Australian poet Judith Wright. It's called Request to a Year. If the year is meditating a suitable gift, I should like it to be the attitude of my great-great-grandmother, legendary devotee of the arts, who, having had eight children and little opportunity for painting pictures, sat one day on a high rock beside a river in Switzerland, and from a difficult distance viewed her second son balanced on a small ice floe drift down the current towards a waterfall that struck rock bottom 80 feet below, while her second daughter, impeded no doubt by the petticoats of the day, stretched out a last hope alpenstock, which luckily later caught him on his way. Nothing, it was evident, could be done. And with the artist's isolating eye, my great-great-grandmother hastily sketched the scene. The sketch survives to prove the story by. Year, if you have no Mother's Day present planned, reach back and bring me the firmness of her hand. This is a poem that I discovered, I suppose, in the 80s when I was working on an anthology of women poets, and it struck me very vividly. It's a poem about the impulse to make art out of whatever life throws at us, and you may think it's self-indulgent or trivialising to do something like that with terrifying or appalling events, but what else do we have? There are two kinds of creativity in the poem. First, there's the great-grandmother's drawing, and then there's the poem, and then she sneaks up on it from an unexpected angle. So there's another set of framing devices, as it were. The drawing's framed in the poem, and then the poem itself is framed in the fanciful pretense of addressing a request to a particular year. And she's asking to be changed. She wants to be given the characteristic she most admires in the great-great-grandmother, the firmness of her hand. That firmness is almost unbelievable when you think about the situation. There's your child heading for a waterfall. But if you're going to lose the child anyway, and there's nothing you can do about it, you may at least keep one final picture of him. It's the kind of impulse that inspires people to film disasters on their mobile phones, as in the recent earthquakes in New Zealand and Japan. It's part of the human instinct to preserve what's on the point of being lost. And I should add, Judith Wright was a passionate environmentalist. She worked in that field for much of her later life, and it seems to me that the urge to conserve what we value in nature and the environment is not unrelated to the impulse behind this poem. I think so. I've begun to write more about environmental questions, but I've also been preserving and conserving memories from my own earlier life in my more recent poems, and also memories and stories passed down from my ancestors or discovered when I was researching them. So it's all a matter of putting things on record and not wanting to lose them, just as I take care in the garden to make sure that things are watered when there's a desperate drought or whatever, and cherishing what's fragile and at risk.
Visit audible.co.uk/guardianaudio to choose from a selection of over 60,000 titles. With Audible, you can make more time for books by downloading and listening wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.